The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
7:40 on this Wednesday morning. Joining us right now is the mayor of Marysville, Kathy Hayman. Mayor Hayman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. We want to talk about a number of things going on in Marysville, not the least of which is a new police dog about to join the force.
Yes, we're so excited to receive our new canine officer. He's arriving tomorrow. We don't know his name. We haven't seen a photo of him, but we are extremely excited to welcome him to the city and the police force. He'll go to a couple weeks of training, and he will be trained under Officer Travis Baldwin. So we're really excited for Officer Baldwin also, and I'm sure he is too. He's ready to get the canine here and start working with him.
That is fantastic. Of course, the first police dog, Heiko, was just retired recently, right?
Yes. And we're actually going to name the dog park after him. So that should be the renaming of our dog park should be happening this summer. So, yeah, it's we're just really honored to be able to have canines in public safety, and they're just just very well received and very well trained, and assist different departments all across the state.
Pretty
we're
amazing.
Thankful for that.
Amazing the work they're able to do. It's budget time for Marysville, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Our first budget session is Monday, April 10th. And, as like any other community, we've got roads and pensions and health care and, all kinds of things to think about. But our department heads are extremely talented in this area. So usually our budget sessions go quite smoothly. So they're all very well trained, and I look forward to budget sessions. So we'll jump on that in just a couple weeks.
You see any major challenges on the horizon as the budget is concerned?
Well, just roads and pensions, and our pool of money that we get isn't always, it's not guaranteed. So, our city manager does a fantastic job of, seeking out grants to assist in that area. If it wasn't for grants and, opportunities like that, a lot of the things that we do wouldn't happen. So, he's very aggressive in that area. And so are department heads. We've got our public safety, they're going after funds, and, it's really a joint effort. And, But we're very fiscally responsible in how we spend our money. So, I don't anticipate any real challenges this year.
We are getting close to spring and summer. All those fun events on the horizon. You've got an Easter egg hunt planned for this year. Something that is returning to Marysville after a hiatus of many years, huh?
Yes. We've been very fortunate. The Marysville Ethanol Plant is a sponsor of this event, and it's been on hiatus for several years. So we're very excited about that. That's going to take place on March 25th from 10 a.m. until noon at our community center. And you must pre-register, so please make sure that if you are interested in attending with your children, grandchildren, friends, please pre-register, and the cost is $5, and you can register at the Marysville website.
It'll be
so
fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Yes. And we've got our golf course will be opening soon, so we offer a discount on our season passes, but that price goes up on Friday, March 7th. It'll increase about 11%. So get into the city hall and get your season pass before and take advantage of that discounted rate. So I know I'm going to try to get in there before the 17th.
Yeah, it's well worth it indeed. Yeah, summertime is just about here. The snow ordinance is going to go off at the end of this month, and then we can really start thinking about spring and summer, can't we?
I know. Yes, snow ordinance goes into effect. It's in effect until April 1st. Yeah. So, and, you know, spring is in the air. I just drove through that construction on 94. and, yeah, those orange barrels are everywhere. So be prepared. They're coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Mayor, always appreciate your time. Thanks for the update. We will talk again real soon.
Thank you. You take care, Paul.
You
Have
too.
A great day.
Bye-bye.